Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you our program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The episode of Bhajan Classroom you will be listening now was first aired on October 11th, 2012 as a live program on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony as part of our Thursday live programs from the studios of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us first offer our loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our merciful Lord, by whose grace we are able to think of Him and fill our lives with bliss. Dear Lord, please be with us. Please bless us so that we may always feel Your presence and immerse ourselves in Your name, Your form and Your glory. So invoking His presence and blessings, let's begin this is yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to Lord Sai, adoring Him as Lord Rama. And it goes like this. Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama. And as always, let's start with getting familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala and the meaning of each line of this bhajan. And after this, we are going to have a short conversation with someone who has been in the Prashanti Bhajan group for several decades. Someone who captured the heart of the Lord with the beautiful melodies that manifested through his flute. Yes, flute, that divine and magical instrument so intimately associated with the Lord. We are going to have a conversation with Brother Ravi Teja. So that is coming up towards the end of this program. And for now, let's begin with getting familiar with the lyrics of Jai Sai Rama.
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama, He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama. Dukhiyon ke Data Sai Rama, Prema Pradata Sai Rama, Shanta Swarupa Sai Rama, He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
We now move on to the interesting part of learning the tune of this bhajan. And as Brother Ravi Kumar leads by singing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments, please listen to him carefully. Every line of Brother Ravi Kumar is followed by Brother Anirudh. So let's listen to both of them and follow along with Anirudh. And this bhajan is being sung on the scale G Pancham. Here is the tune for you.
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama,
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama,
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama,
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
Jaya Sai Rama, జయ రఘురామా
దుఃఖియోం కే దాతా సాయి రామా
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 ప్రేమ ప్రదాతా సాయి రామా
ప్రేమ ప్రదాతా సాయి రామా
ప్రేమ ప్రదాతా సాయి రామా
ప్రేమ ప్రదాతా సాయి రామా
శాంత స్వరూపా సాయి రామా
శాంత స్వరూపా సాయి రామా
శాంత స్వరూపా సాయి రామా
శాంత స్వరూపా సాయి రామా
హే జయ సాయి రామా జయ రఘురామా
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 జయ సాయి రామా జయ రఘురామా
And now for those who are interested in the raga of this bhajan, I have with me Brother Anirudh. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you.
So tell us Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based, Jai Sai Rama?
This bhajan is based on the rag Dvijavanti in Carnatic music, and in Hindustani music it is called Jai Jai Vanti. The raga goes like this. In this raga, there is panchamam. But in this bhajan, panchamam is not there. So I don't know whether to exactly say it is in the raga Dvijavanti or Jai Jai Vanti in Hindustani, but it is more closer to this raga. So if you see some other bhajans in this rag, you can mention Hey Paramadayalu Sai Rama.
Hey Paramadayalu Sai Ram, Bhagavan, Bhagavan.
Both Gandhars come in this bhajan. And one more bhajan is which Swami sings.
Shri Radhe Shayana Narayana, Shri Lakshmi Ramana Narayana.
So it is largely based on Dvijavanti.
Yeah, based on Dvijavanti or yes. Jai Jayavanti in Hindustani.
And Hindustani. Yeah, many times you will not find bhajans which fall exactly into one particular raga.
Yeah,
but in any case, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, brother.
I think it will definitely help our listeners who are trying to get a little more understanding of the bhajan's composition. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, dear listeners, that was the raga part of this bhajan and explained to us by Brother Anirudh, my colleague in the Radio Sai studios. And now, talking about the tala, this is in the regular 8-beat Kairava tal, which in Carnatic music is Aditalam. And now, let's move on to understanding the inner meaning of every word of this bhajan. And this is so important because only when we understand what this bhajan conveys, can we sing to the Lord with true feeling from our heart. And that is what is the aspect of bhava. So let's start with the first line of this bhajan.
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghurama.
Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghurama.
In this line, the word Jaya comes up twice. It means victory, B2. Simply means victory. And the second word of this line is Sai, which perhaps needs no explanation. We have so many beautiful meanings of this word Sai, S-A-I, meaning service, adoration, illumination, referring to the three paths of karma, bhakti and jnana. To Sai simply meaning divinity, because Sa, as Bhagwan says, means divine. In the book Satyam Shivam Sundaram, Professor Kasturi, Bhagwan's biographer, throws light on this word Sai. He says that Sai means master, and that is a derivative of the Sanskrit word Swami. The word Sai has also been traced to the Persian word Shah or Shai, which means king. So Sai means the one who is the master of Sakala Aishwarya, that is, the lord of all forms of wealth from material to spiritual. The highest wealth, of course, is the infinite treasure chest of undiluted bliss that God is. So that is the meaning of Sai, the master of Sakala Aishwarya. Moving on, the word Rama also appears twice in this line, and it refers to Lord Rama, the son of King Dasharatha, who ruled over the kingdom of Ayodhya eons ago. The word Raghu refers to King Raghu, the great-grandfather of Lord Rama. The clan of King Rama is often called the Raghu dynasty, bearing the name of this illustrious ancestor of Lord Rama. This is because this ruler was so impeccable in character as an able administrator during his rule over the kingdom of Ayodhya. The dynasty was filled with such duty-bound rulers, and Lord Rama was indeed the crest jewel in this holy lineage. Since Lord Rama was born in the dynasty of Raghu, the word Raghurama is apt for him. It is an often used term to describe this incarnation of the Lord. In one divine discourse, Bhagwan Baba beautifully described the advent of the Supreme Consciousness as Lord Rama and said, "In the Trita Yuga, the formless, attributeless principle of existence, knowledge, bliss, Sat Chit Ananda, was so overcome with compassion that it assumed the human form as the very embodiment of Dharma." And that is why it is said, "Ramo Vikrahavan Dharma." Rama manifested various examples of correct righteous conduct for man. He re-established the supremacy of Dharma and its inherent might. And once the time for the incarnation was over, this form merged again in the Absolute, from which it had appeared. So that was the incarnation of Lord Rama, and that is the story of the incarnation of Lord Sai Rama too. It is the same supreme consciousness, now in a diminutive but most delightful form. So here in this line, Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghurama, we hail the eternal principle Sai. Victory to Lord Sai, who encased himself in the form of Lord Rama of the Raghu clan during the Treta Yuga and in the current times manifests as Sai Rama. Let's now move on to the next line.
Hey Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghu Rama.
Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghu Rama.
In this line, the first word He is the only word that is new to us, and this is a word used to endearingly call out to the Lord. In this line too, we proclaim victory to the supreme embodiment of truth and righteousness, Lord Sri Rama, who during his advent in Ayodhya as well as his sojourn as Satya Sai of Puttaparthi revels in bestowing peace upon all. So that is the meaning of He Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghurama. We move on to the third line of this bhajan.
Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghurama.
Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghurama.
Now this is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan, where we say, may victory be to you, O Lord Sai Rama, the one who out of love for humanity incarnated as Lord Rama. The mention of Lord Rama and Sai Rama more often than not takes one back to the days when Baba used to visit the city of Venkatagiri in the 1950s and 60s. The late Raja of Venkatagiri was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba, and it was he who took the initiative in organizing so many festivals in Prashantanam in those days. And one reason why the Raja was such a staunch devotee of the Lord is this. The Raja was a religious man who do his daily prayers morning and evening very scrupulously, and nothing could disrupt his spiritual routine. One day when Baba was in Venkatagiri and was about to give darshan to the devotees there, as it was his appointed time, the Raja was busy doing his prayers in his puja room. And after he finished his prayers, when he turned around, what he saw stunned him. It was not the Baba who was the guest in his palace. In Baba's place was standing Lord Rama. It was Lord Rama, his beloved, the form of the Lord which he has been worshipping ardently for so many years. From that day, the Raja became so madly in love with Bhagwan that it is said on the last day of Bhagwan's stay in Venkatagiri, when Baba's car would leave Venkatagiri premises, the Raja would roll down on the road on which Baba's car passes, saying to himself, let me be sanctified with the dust of this divine vehicle. Let the dust of this road fill me, cover me, because on this road Baba's car has just passed. Such was his devotion. There is also this beautiful incident of how Bangalore Nagarathamma, one of the greatest musicians during that period, was directed to go to Venkatagiri and have Baba's darshan by none other than the godfather of Karnataka music, Saint Tyagaraja. Saint Tyagaraja came in her dream sometime in 1951 and told her that Lord Rama is now in Venkatagiri. And that is how she landed in Venkatagiri. She was then 80 years old. And the minute she saw Swami there, Nagaratnamma sang the same song that Saint Tyagaraja had sung after he had discovered his lost idol of Rama in a river. And she then went on to sing more Tyagaraja compositions, and at the end of nearly 2.5 hours, Swami asked her what she wanted. And Nagaratnamma prayed that she should not suffer at the time of her death, and that she should utter Sai Ram during her last moments. Bhagwan blessed her and said she would die peacefully, and yes, she would utter Sai Ram, and this did happen, and this would happen on a particular date after 6 months. The divine word did come true. She indeed passed away peacefully with Sai Ram on her lips. So in this line we hail this Lord Rama. Victory to Lord Sai Rama. Let's move on to the fourth line of this bhajan.
Dukhiyon ke data Sai Rama.
Dukhiyon ke data Sai Rama.
In this line the first word is Dukhiyon, which means those who are sad or depressed or in distress or misery. The second word K means of. The third word Data means provider or giver. So Dukhiyon ke Data means the one who is the caretaker, the provider of the forlorn and distressed. What comes to mind is a beautiful incident which happened many years ago, in 1986 to be precise, in Kodaikanal. Baba had gone for a drive around the Kodaikanal lake, and as soon as he returned, he told the boys, there is one little boy near the boat club and he is selling hats. He doesn't have parents and the poor boy has not had food since yesterday morning. And then Baba gave money to all the students and said, all of you go and buy hats from this little boy. One of the elders standing there said, but Swami, he sells straw hats and summer is over. Swami immediately said, it doesn't matter if you don't need the hats, but that boy needs the money. And as the boys were leaving, Bhagwan called them again and said, look, don't haggle for the price, give him whatever the boy asks. And as the boys went towards the boat club, they noticed this boy pushing his cart of hats. He was actually going away. So all these boys went after him, called him, and suddenly this boy was surprised to see that 16 to 18 of them were running, calling out for him and asking for his hats. He was absolutely bewildered because he had not sold any hat for quite some time, for almost a week. So he looked at them and he asked, you really want hats? Because he couldn't believe. The boy said, yes, we want hats, and what is the cost? And he said, about 20-25 rupees. But then he added, okay, the season is over, so I will probably give you for 15 rupees. But the boys insisted, no, we will buy it at 25 rupees only. The boy could not imagine what was happening to him that day. He could not believe that someone not only did not want to bargain, but also wanted to pay him more. In any case, he thanked his stars, and just then, the boys, after finishing buying the hats, saw a red car coming towards them. Yes, it was Bhagwan. And when Bhagwan came near, he lowered the window glass and told the boys, hats are good for rain, wear it. And just as Bhagwan concluded saying this, as if responding to Bhagwan's command, a drizzle started. And the beautiful thing is, after Bhagwan left, when the boys asked this little seller, do you know about Sai Baba? Immediately his eyes moistened. He took out a purse in which was a newspaper clipping of Bhagwan's photo, and he said, yes, I know him. I worship him. So that is the compassionate Lord. So in this line, Dukhiyon ke Data Sai Rama, we glorify the matchless Lord who, out of his infinite mercy and love, relieves the suffering of all those who are in distress, who are in sorrow. Let's move on to the next line.
Prema Pradata Sai Rama.
Prema Pradata Sai Rama.
The first word is Prema Pradata, which comes from Prema meaning divine love, and Pradata means one who gives. Prema means love at its supreme, unsullied and unselfish best. And who can give us this love? Only the divine. That is the purest. The closest to this is, of course, the selfless love of the mother. The mother's love too has at times traces of attachment and expectation, but God's love is love for love's sake, and it's spontaneous and it's inexhaustible. One is reminded of Frank Bernowski, the Western psychologist, who was an expert in analyzing the auras that surround people and how observing Bhagwan Baba giving darshan to the huge crowds in Vrindavan Ashram many decades ago, he said, Baba's aura is pink in color. This is rarely seen. This typifies a person capable of selfless love. And this aura around Baba went beyond the hall, beyond the surroundings, beyond all the people and reaching out in all directions, extending to as far as his eyes could see. I have never seen an aura like this, he said. I looked into his eyes. They had a glow in them. It was clear to me that I had looked into the face of divinity. If ever I can use the phrase, I have seen love walking on 2 feet. It is here. Therefore, in this line, Prema Pradata Sai Rama, we glorify the Supreme Lord who descended on earth as Lord Sri Rama and again as Satya Sai Rama, as the bestower of divine love to drench humanity with his love. Let's move on to the penultimate line.
Shanta Swarupa Sai Rama,
Shanta Swarupa Sai Rama.
Here the first word is Shanta Swarupa, which comes from Shanta meaning peaceful and Swarupa meaning embodiment or form. Once Baba said, I am always happy. My bliss is ever full and never disturbed. In fact, that is what Baba always says, especially on his birthdays when devotees wish him, Happy birthday, Swami, happy birthday, Swami. I am always happy. You be happy, has been Baba's response all the time. And this bliss of the Lord is extraordinary. When Lord Rama was asked to go into exile for 14 years by Mother Kaikeyi, he gladly accepted it without any hesitation. He displayed the same equipoise that he had shown a day earlier when he was informed that he would be crowned as the heir to the throne. So whether it was a situation of him becoming the king or him being asked to go into the forest, he was the same picture of peace and bliss. And that is what we see in the life of Bhagwan Baba too. Professor Kasturi writes in Satyam Jan Sundaram about one instance, and that is when Baba's elder sister's husband died at a young age. He was just 25 years old then, and when Professor Kasturi heard about this, he started shedding tears. When Bhagwan saw this, Swami chided him and said, why are you shedding tears? If there is to be no birth and death, how am I to spend my time? Those were the divine words from the mighty Lord of the universe, the very embodiment of peace and tranquility, exhorting us to strive to remain calm and unruffled at all times, because whatever happens, we should always know and convince ourselves with the feeling that whatever happens, happens for our own good. So in this line, Shanta Swarupa Sai Rama, we praise Lord Sri Rama, Lord Sai Rama, the embodiment of calmness, the picture of peace. Let's move on to the last line.
He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
He Jaya Sai Rama, Jaya Raghu Rama.
This is a repeat of the second line of this bhajan. During a divine discourse in 1987, on the occasion of Rama Navami, Swami said, Rama declared to Lakshmana, his brother, anyone who comes to me in a spirit of surrender, whoever he might be, is mine and I am his. I shall give him asylum. This is my vow. Hence in this line, He Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghu Rama, we extol the benevolent Lord who always safeguards anyone who surrenders to Him. Let's surrender to this Sai Rama. Let's install Him in our hearts and allow Him to take complete control of our lives. With that, dear listeners, we are done with understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now, with renewed love and devotion, let us sing this bhajan once again along with many others. I will now play for you the Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashantanilam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University. And as you listen to this, please do sing along.
Jai Sai Rama, Jai Raghurama.
Shut up.
And now it is time for this promised conversation with Brother Ravi Teja, a very senior member of the Bhajan group who joined Bhagwan's University in 1985. And he has had the opportunity of offering his music through his mellifluous flute for more than 20 years to Bhagwan. And he's someone, as a result, as a virtue of being a part of the Bhajan group, has also been blessed with innumerable opportunities of interaction, of divine proximity with Bhagwan. In fact, this is not the first time he is here with us on this program. The last time he was here, he shared with us how he was able to offer his music for the first time to Bhagwan as a student, how Bhagwan drew him towards him through his flute. In fact, it was a very dramatic entry. Dear listeners who have missed this episode, do listen to this, because his entry into the Prashanti Bhajan group was pretty dramatic. And today, hopefully, we will get to hear from him how it has been after that, after he became a part of the Bhajan group. Thank you very much, brother, for making it possible to be with us on this program.
Thank you, Brother Vishu. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, how was that journey with Bhagwan, with the flute, after that initial dramatic entry?
Well, surely it was a very dramatic entry, as I mentioned it in the last time, certainly. But then I felt much more comfortable in Bhagwan's warm hands and warm the proximity that he has actually blessed me with. And in fact, much after that, that particular year happened to be the 60th birthday of Bhagwan. And Swami has, like I was mentioning last time as well, Swami has written down a play called Radha Krishna. And the Bhajan boys were given the opportunity to present a music program. And because it is a 60th birthday, you know, it was supposed to be a very, very big grand event, and it was organized that way. In fact, the celebrations went on for almost for a week or so. And that was the first time when Shanti Vedika was also opened, inaugurated in the Hillview Stadium. And so we were all very serious preparing for that particular program. And Swami would actually come for almost every practice session and bless us and bless the boys and suggest various songs to various singers and listen to the singers sing the songs and make corrections. And that's how the entire, from the 1st of November 1985, I'm sorry, yeah, 1985, 1st of November, till about 21st or 22nd, almost every day Swami would come and guide the boys. So we really had wonderful, very proximate opportunity with a lot of chances, individually and as a group as well. And fortunately for me, because I was a flute boy, and Swami always called me a flute boy, and I take pleasure in calling myself a flute boy too, to be honest.
Yes.
And because Radha Krishna, the play is also associated with Lord Krishna, and although I was not directly part of the play in terms of actually acting on the stage or anything, but while Swami taught these wonderful songs that he has composed to Brother S. Kumar or Brother Ravi Kumar, these were the two main singers in that particular play. And Swami used to actually teach the songs and how the, you know, pronunciation of the lyrics should be, or how the tune has to be. And there were so many wonderful lessons that one could learn when Bhagwan is, of course, doing anything for that matter. And as a bhajan boy, what I've learned is, when you actually sing a song, you really don't, you know, one thing is that there are basically two parts to singing a particular bhajan or a song. And this I have learned directly from Bhagwan when he was actually teaching these Radha Krishna songs to, excuse me, to Brother S. Kumar and Brother Ravi Kumar. One thing is, Swami used to mention about the lyrics, you know, that the lyrics that you pronounce, it has to be correct, and has to be, you know, the lyric has to be mentioned clearly, and, you know, so that the listener is able to make out what you're singing. So the pronunciation, the correctness of the lyric itself. And then when you actually put it into a tune, how you have to present a lyric, you know, a word in a tune, that's the second portion. So that how also includes the bhavam side of it.
Yes.
Right? The bhavam again, you know, is not just the tune portion of it, which means, you know, if I can use the word, the hardware side of it or the software side, you know, if I can kind of compare it. The actual tune of the song itself can be considered as the hardware side, while the softer skills, you know, the soft is, you know, how, you know, the presentation
aspects.
How you put
the feeling, the bhavam.
Exactly, the bhavam. The rendition, you know, what kind of, you know, whether you have to soften your voice at a certain portion, or if you have to show a little bit of pathos or melancholy in your voice, or happiness in your voice. For example, if I can, you know, kind of elaborate it in my own limited way, if I can sing it for you.
Sure.
Swami taught this song, you know. Repe sudinam manako. Ha, 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 ha. Swami was teaching this song, okay? And like I said, you know, even though I did not take part in the Radha Krishna play directly as an actor, I was a silent observer. Swami used to call me for every interview.
Wow.
And then I would sit next to Swami, listen to this wonderful, sweet conversation, and also the way Swami taught the songs to these two. And just the three of us used to be there. At times, you know, Brother Sonam was called because he was actually making the music for all these lyrics that Swami has written. And so I was, fortunately for me, was part of the interview for almost every session that Swami spent with these boys. So when Swami sang this song, and both Ravi Kumar and S. Kumar were repeating it. The thing is, they were exactly, at least to my mind and to my ears, they were singing exactly the way Swami was singing. But Swami was not happy. Swami said, ha, 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 has to come from your heart, and you have to feel that happiness, and that is how it should be sung. It is not just ha, 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 ha. It is ha, 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 you know, you have to show that enthusiasm, and that should be heard in the voice. And, you know, Swami kept repeating this, ha, 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 for almost 10 times maybe.
Oh, my God.
And for my dull mind, I was wondering, what is so difficult about this, ha, 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 ha. But, you know, the kind of emphasis that Swami gave to the bhavam aspect.
I think it always shows when you sing something with feeling and you
absolutely.
And you sing something without feeling.
Very true.
I think it very much shows. It's as simple as if you're listening to someone on the phone, and you can make out whether that person who is speaking to you is happy or sad. Is there a smile on his face or not? It shows
perfect.
In our voice.
Perfect, perfect. Well said. In fact, on similar lines, Swami was also teaching one other song, you know. Daya radai radhapai, Krishna dayale dayi radhapai. This is one of the songs in that particular play. And this is a very sad song which Radha sings in the play. And she is caged actually in a kind of prison in the village by the villagers. And, you know, she prays to Lord Krishna asking him to come and appear. So when S. Kumar was trying to sing this song, and his voice is generally a very male kind of a voice, you know, very heavy, husky kind of a voice. So he was singing, Daya Radhai Radha Pai, like that, you know, very heavy kind of a voice. Swami said, Pichiwada, you are a Radha. Remember?
Remember, you are a Radha.
You are a Radha. Exactly. And, you know, S. Kumar took it to him, so personally that, of course, he not only practiced it, you know, in his voice to soften his voice, and then so he sang it so softly and so sweetly, of course, no doubt. He took it so personally that, you know, we used to actually find him in the auditorium, in the college auditorium, middle of the night. Suddenly when we went, you know, after our practices or something, he would just sit there, pose himself as Radha, sit there and meditate, you know, on Radha's form, and then listen to what Swami said and read about. So it was that kind of seriousness that even boys have actually taken up, kind of considered Swami's command. And that is what actually motivated Bhagwan as well. You know, God, when you respond, you know, naturally he will also give more and more. And in that sense, you know, Swami used to call us more often and then guide us and give us so many wonderful inputs.
So that was an excerpt from a conversation with Brother Ravi Teja. Brother Ravi Teja,
after having worked as a human resource executive in India and US for 14 years, settled down in Prashanthinilam in the year 2005, and today he serves in the Bhakta Sahayak division of the Sri Satya Sai Sadhana Trust, which oversees the functioning of canteens, Gokulam and many other service centers of the ashram. So with this, dear listeners, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it. As always, please do send in your valuable feedback to listener@radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This was first aired on October 11th, 2012, as a live program on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony as part of our Thursday live programs. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Pishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.